We want to make disciples. We want to do prayer. We're doing prayer, 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 praise, 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 all unto the expansion of making disciples. This meeting, we know we've got seating issues, and Joel and I are talking. We got a lot of people going. When everybody shows up, it gets a little whatever in here, and we'll figure it out down the road. But we hope that you know our goal is not to fill up these meetings or any of the other six or seven meetings. If we do that and don't empower the body of Christ to make disciples, we've wasted our time. And so this is the supplement meeting to the primary meetings that is your life in our house churches and prayer meetings. So this meeting's for that. So let me give you a discipleship primer in just a couple minutes, all right? We're just trying to drop these things out. And again, you need to know this is the weakest thing I do all week. I got all you people in here, and I don't know how to hold you accountable or do whatever. We believe in it. We can use it. But my most effective meetings are when I meet personally with leaders, and I meet with people, and I can really read them in the spirit and do diagnostics, you know? But when we're doing this, we can't tell, but we are going to do this. So I want to encourage you to show and tell. I want to encourage you to do more than just tell. A discipleship principle is that we not only tell our disciples what they should do and about Jesus, but we show them what to do. We have an epidemic problem of being so heavy on the tell, and so little with show. And so I want to encourage you, and let me say again, all of you can make disciples. You can have babies in the natural and raise babies, and we're all learning how to do that. You can do this in the family of God. You really can. And so as you're doing that, please remember that you're not doing information dissemination. You're not just telling them what to do and hoping they'll do it and hand them a book. You're taking them with you, and you're imparting the DNA of the kingdom that's in you into someone else. I'm telling you, we can do a little of that right here. This is not how God designed it to happen, though. He designed the kingdom DNA to transfer through relationship, through spirit-ordained, steady relationship. Does that make sense, everybody? I'll speak, but you're going to forget by about 9 o'clock tonight. You'll forget about 90% of what I said here today. That's the numbers. It's tragic, but it's just part of the deal. But we're going to say some things. We're trying to say it's simple, say the same thing, but where the stuff sticks is when we do this relational dynamic. And when you take people with you to actually do the ministry. So show them how to relate to Jesus. Show them how to read their Bibles. Don't just tell them to read their Bible. Take your Bible and read it in front of them and go, here's how I do a devotion time. I want to lead you to do it the way you are, but let me show you what I do. Show them how to pray. I encourage you in front of your disciples to literally pray in front of them like they're not there, but say, watch me while I pray. And you got to show them how these things happen. Show them how to share the gospel. Show. Give your heart to do that. Jesus said at the beginning of his discipleship, come and see where I'm at. Come and see what I'm doing. And I tell you, I believe with all my heart, things are more caught often than they're taught. They're caught often more than they're taught. And so we're missing the dynamic when we won't take someone and get them involved in our kingdom witness and our kingdom activity, okay? They will see what we do and they will repeat it. I'm telling our children do that. There's so much nonverbal communication that's going on. So, amen. Let me pray for that principle. Father, help the disciples in this room, the ones not here tonight, the ones in our other fellowships, to give their heart to not only telling people what to do, but showing them. May we live lives that are salt and light everywhere we are, but help us as we disciple people to actually impart our living relationship with you to them, our being on mission to them. May they catch it as they do it with us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Great.